That's the sound of an airliner taking off from Santa Barbara Airport. The airport has a state-of-the-art terminal which is only 5 years old and is the way most people know the facility from arrivals and departures. But most people don't know about the important role it played in history. It started as an airfield in the 1920s, had regular airline service in the 1930s, and in 1941 became Santa Barbara Municipal Airport. Then World War II started and the military saw the potential for a Marine Corps air base on the site. In 6 months, Marines transformed the airport into Marine Corps Air Station Santa Barbara.
This was one of the premier Marine Corps aviation bases during World War II, where we trained aviators and flight crews to work together as a squadron and deploy as a squadron into the Pacific.
Frederick Lopez is a retired Marine Corps Reserve Brigadier General who studied the air station's history. By the middle of 1943, more than 100 additional buildings had been erected in the area, and the airport had gone from around 600 to 1,500 acres. Fighter pilots, torpedo bomber crews, and scout bomber crews got final training before being sent into combat in the Pacific.
They would train up 6 to 9 months. When their tour was done, then they would come back here and retro refit, new personnel and new weapons and new equipment, and off we go again. At its peak, we had 500 Marine officers, 31 enlisted men, and we had 440 women Marines who performed a tremendous amount of duties. They really were the caretakers of this base during World War II.
The base even showed up in a Hollywood movie, the 1951 feature film The Flying Leathernecks. John Wayne plays a Marine pilot home from combat and gives his wife, played by Janice Carter, the good news that he'll be stationed in California for a while to retrain his squadron.
You're going to have me around for a long time. I have a station job at Goleta.
A station job? Oh, what a beautiful sob. And Goleta?
After the war ended, the federal government gave the city of Santa Barbara the airport facilities and nearly 1,000 acres of land. More than 400 acres was deeded to the University of California, which allowed the creation of UC Santa Barbara. As the years passed, the airport's key role in the war was all but forgotten. Lopez and other community leaders don't want that to happen, so they've launched what's being called the Wings of Honor Project, an effort to build a lasting memorial at the airport.
At Pierre Clayson's Veterans Foundation, we want to make sure that we follow the guidance of Pierre Clayzons, who said, never forget, veterans should not be forgotten. This is one way we want to be able to remember our veterans, especially those who served in World War II and had such a big part in the freedoms we share today.
The goal is to build a massive glass sculpture at the airport.
It was very important to me that this particular monument addressed the best of mankind. There's no icons of war. There's no bullets, bayonets. There's no machineries of war.
Artist Doug Lochner of Ojai has been commissioned to create the sculpture.
10 tons of clear, ultra-pure glass, 20 feet high, wings cantilevered off a 2-foot base. So each wing weighs about 5 tons. The two wings meet perpendicular, forming an archway, creating a portal.
The ambitious project has a $3.1 million price tag. At a special event at Santa Barbara Airport, the Santa Ynez Band of Chumash Indians made the biggest pledge to date, a $500,000 commitment. Kenneth Kahn is the tribe's chairman.
Throughout the year, we honor our veterans. We have many veterans within the tribe. This seemed like a perfect fit, not only because of the history of the site with the World War II Army Corps station, but also because the unique situation with the history of the Chumash being on this site. Not only being able to honor that and connect that with our veterans that have served, but also to be able to honor the veterans, you know, throughout the community is very important.
The campaign's organizers say they're now at around the $1 million mark and hope to raise another million by this fall. If they can get to that point, they want to break ground on the project on December 7, 2016, the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. At Santa Barbara Airport, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.